Hello, friends. Happy April. Now, if you haven't heard yet, maybe you have heard, there are some changes coming up in Facebook groups. I'm sure you have seen a notification if you are a Facebook group owner that the Facebook group API is changing in a couple of weeks' time. And I thought it's time for us to sit down and chat about what that even means, what's happening, what's changing, what's not changing, and what are we going to do about it? Because I know there's a lot of questions that are coming up about what this actually means, how it's going to impact the way that we run our Facebook groups. And so let's just have a little conversation about it so that you know exactly what's about to happen so that you can start preparing, because there are going to be some things that you are probably going to need to change. Very likely there are things that you're going to need to change. But the good news is it's not all doom and gloom. Some of these changes are simple fixes. Some of them will require a little bit more creativity, but that's okay. We're here to talk about it and give you some steps in the right direction so you can navigate this Facebook group API change with some confidence rather than with questions and concerns. So let's get into today's episode. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. Are you frustrated by the lack of engagement in your Facebook group? I remember when I first started my group, I was lucky if I'd get a couple of likes and maybe one comment. But they put in so much effort to get more interaction, and I finally felt like I had it. But then the enemy distracted me and led me to take a 4-month break from my group. When I finally came back, it was like starting from scratch all over again. All the engagement I was getting before was completely gone. But now, 1 year after starting over, I have so much interaction with every single post. I get upwards of 20 to 30 comments on my posts, and dozens of members are sharing posts of their own every single day. My members start and continue conversations with each other, and we have such a beautiful, thriving community. And the best part is that this doesn't take hours of my time each day. My engagement strategy only takes 30 minutes. I'm teaching you this exact engagement strategy inside my course, Facebook Group Foundations. Come over to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations to see if this course is the answer you've been praying for. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. I'll see you inside. Okay, so let's just start with the obvious question. What the heck is the Facebook group API? If this is a term that you're like, what on earth does this even mean? Basically, it's just a tech term that refers to some, like you're hearing this from a non-techie person. So forgive me if you're a tech person and you're like, actually, this is exactly how it works. I'm so sorry. This is my non-tech explanation of how this works. But basically, an API is like a connection between two different pieces of software that allow the softwares to talk to each other. It's a very common thing that lots and lots of different softwares use. If you use email marketing or course hosting software, chances are they have API like agreements or whatever the right phrase is to essentially let other pieces of software talk to each other. So Facebook group API is essentially a way for softwares to talk to Facebook groups. And so any piece of software that goes inside of your Facebook group to do an action uses the Facebook group API. So this is things like your schedulers if you use a social media scheduler. This is Zoom if you use Zoom or any other live streaming softwares. Anything like that that goes inside of the group to take an action. There's tons and tons of apps and pieces of software that use the Facebook group API. So that's what it is. Now, Facebook is getting rid of this API as of the end of April. I believe the date that it's changing over is April 22nd, but please don't hold me to that exact date. I'm not 100% sure, but it's around the 20-somethingth of April that this change will be taking place, to where the API is basically going away and software and apps that are not part of Facebook are no longer going to be able to access your Facebook group. So what this means is, if you were using a social media scheduler like, I don't use schedulers anymore. What are some examples of schedulers? I used to use, I don't even remember the name of the one that I used to use. My brain is just having like a total blank. Sked, that's what I used to use. Sked Social. It's a great social media scheduler if you're on Instagram, by the way. Highly, highly recommend using it if you're on Instagram. But things like Sked Social, SmarterQ, anything like that that uses a third-party app to go create all your content and schedule it out into different social media platforms, things like that will no longer be able to access your Facebook group. Things like Zoom will not be able to access your Facebook group. And so there's quite a few things that are unfortunately no longer going to work as of the end of the month, which is a huge frustration to all of us who use those pieces of software. I'm hoping Facebook will come up with some alternatives for some of the gaps that are now going to be created because of this, but we'll have to see what happens. So what will no longer work are all of the apps which require access to your Facebook group in order to work. But there will still be some softwares that do work, and those are things that use a Chrome extension. So for example, I use Group Collector as part of my Facebook group strategy to gather information about people requesting into my group. That doesn't actually require access to my group in order to perform its tasks. It's just a Chrome extension, and it reads the information on the Chrome page and saves it into its system. So it doesn't actually need to get inside of the group to do anything. So things like that, if it runs on a Chrome extension, those kinds of tools will still work because they're not affected by the changes, because they don't use the Facebook group API. They just use your web browser. But anything that requires you to actually connect it into Facebook, and you'll know what these things are because you had to go into Facebook and add the app. If that was the process that you had to go through in order to add this piece of software into your group, those things are no longer going to work. Now, what does that mean? What are we going to do about it? Because this is going to cause some disruptions. It's quite frustrating. We get very comfortable using the pieces of tech that we use. We all love our schedulers and we love to be able to use Zoom, and we love to use all these pieces of tech that we already have access to. Why do we want to do something different, right? But unfortunately, we're going to have to. So a couple of workarounds that I want to offer you, because it's important to start thinking about them. So the first thing, before I get into some of my suggestions and ideas that I've come up with, is I guess you really need to look at like what pieces of your specific tech are going to be affected. Like if you go through this process of looking at what pieces of tech are you using inside your Facebook group, what apps are you using in there? And you can see that by going into your Facebook group and clicking apps. I think if you go into the admin settings, it's all the way at the bottom. There's like a little button that says like apps or something like that, and it'll tell you everything that's connected into your group. So you'll know what things are going to be affected. So go take a look first of all, so you know what's about to change, because the first step to creating solutions is knowing what you're up against. And once you've done that, take a look at what are some alternatives. So I'm going to just talk about the main two that I know my, like the people that I've spoken to are going to be dealing with, which is schedulers and Zoom, because those are the most commonly used ones. And I'm just using Zoom to mean any software that you're using for live streaming. If you use something else, like I know there's a couple of other really good streaming softwares that people like to use. So if you're using one of those, that I'm referencing that. I'm just saying Zoom because that's what I use. It's easier for me to think about it that way. But those are really the two categories that I'm going to be digging into in this episode, because those are the ones that are most common. You can always come over to our Facebook community and ask any specific questions you have about this change, because I'd love to be there to support you. And I'm sure other members of the community will have some ideas or some inspiration to help you brainstorm how to navigate the changes for the specific pieces of software that you're using. So come over to the Facebook group, which is Facebook group strategy for Christian entrepreneurs. Come over there and we can have a conversation about it and make sure that you're prepared and equipped for this change. But let's take a look at schedulers first, and then we'll take a look at how to navigate streaming technology. So obviously your schedulers are no longer going to work, which is a real shame if you are on a ton of different platforms. Now, I'm only in my Facebook group, and then I use like podcasting software. Like the only social media platform that I use is Facebook. So luckily for me, I'm not affected, because I was doing all of my scheduling within Facebook as it was, which is really, really handy. But for scheduling, you have essentially two options. And option number one is the simplest in my view, which is that you just go directly into your Facebook group and you schedule all of your content from there. You can schedule content in advance. There's admin assist tools to help automate things if there's things that you're posting on a regular basis. So there's lots of great options just within the Facebook group to schedule your content. Now, this is obviously not efficient if you are trying to schedule the same pieces of content to multiple platforms, but if all you're doing is using Facebook, then that's a really, really great solution. Is instead of just using your scheduler, you're just going to go into the Facebook group itself and post the content there. Now, if that option is not ideal or does not work for you, your other option, a little bit more complicated because it involves just a couple of steps, but it is a good alternative, is that you're going to be able to use the Meta Business Suite in order to plan out and schedule your content. Now, this will involve you having a business page in order to post from. So if this is the route that you're going to take, there's a couple of steps. You're going to need to create a business page if you don't already have one. You're going to need to add your business page into your Facebook group if you haven't already done that. And then you can go into the Meta Business Suite and create your content from there. Now, this is a good option if you are on Facebook and Instagram, because you can use the Meta Business Suite to post to Facebook and Instagram. So you can do all that for free rather than needing to pay for a scheduler as well. So if those are your two platforms that you're on, then I would recommend looking into the Business Suite scheduler, because it's already there, native to both platforms, rather than having to pay for a third-party software. I know that third-party softwares are almost always nicer, because that's their, it's their whole deal, and they're very easy to use and navigate. They're very user-friendly, but this might be your only option moving forward if you're wanting to post into your Facebook group at the same time as posting to other platforms. So a couple steps there. You're going to need to use a business profile, or sorry, a business page in order to post that content. But if that's a step that you're willing to take, then you can do all of that through the Business Suite. If that's not a step you want to take, you're going to have to just do it from your personal profile inside of the Facebook group itself, which is definitely less efficient. But if that's the route that you want to go, then that's your option there. So as far as schedulers go, that's kind of what you're looking at, is you're either just going to have to do it directly within the group or using the Meta Business Scheduler in order to prep all of that content in one place in advance. So the other big change that we're really wanting to talk and think about is going live in a group, because you're no longer going to be able to use Zoom to go live. Now, it's not the end of the world, because, you know, Facebook groups have the ability to go live in them. So if you're wanting to just do trainings or challenges or things where you are doing all of the talking and that's it, then you can just go live within your Facebook group, and it's actually going to be a little better for you to do that, because you're going to get better reach doing something natively versus doing something streamed in from a software anyway. I've noticed from my own experiences that when I've streamed with just Facebook, I get a lot more people watching versus if I stream through Zoom. Interestingly enough, there might be other factors in there, but it's an interesting observation. Now, the downside, of course, is that you can't have other people on camera with you at the same time if you're on just Facebook versus Zoom. And this is the thing that is really going to be a huge problem that I'm hoping Facebook is going to release some sort of alternative for, because at the moment it doesn't look like there is an alternative to this, which is a huge frustration, I'm sure, for a lot of people, myself included, because one of the benefits of using StreamYard or Zoom or whatever other platform that you were going to use is that you could have a guest on at the same time, and you and your guest could have a conversation, or you could interview them, or, you know, I do a lot of live coaching in my group, and so I have a lot of coaching episodes that I do on Zoom and then have live into the group. Obviously, that's not going to work anymore. So there isn't really an alternative to that, which is a big frustration. The only workaround that I've come up with has been to record the interview on Zoom and then just upload it into the group as a video. I don't like that solution because videos get very, very low viewership compared to something that's done live. So this is really the area that I think is going to suffer the most. And it's just not clear if there's going to be a good alternative right now, unfortunately. I will let you know if there is anything coming up or coming out that will fix this. But as far as I'm aware from the research that I've done and the things that I've seen, that doesn't have an alternative, which is really frustrating, other than to record it and upload it as a video, which is, I guess, a temporary workaround, even if it's not ideal. The other things that you need to think about that would be good workarounds is, because sometimes, you know, we like to use Zoom to have, you know, a big group conversation. Maybe we want to do a workshop or something like that. Now, you'll just still host those on Zoom or whatever platform you're using, and you'll just have to provide a link into the group for people to join rather than streaming it into the group. So again, that's just a small annoyance. I know that a lot of times people are using this for, you know, group programs or paid programs where they're, you know, recording coaching calls in a group setting. And in that case, you're going to have to just host them on Zoom and then upload them into the group if you want them to be stored in there. So it's an extra step because streaming it is very convenient. But for now, that's going to be the best option, is to just record it on Zoom as you would and then upload it into the group after. The good news is that Facebook Live does now allow you to screen share, which is really great because it did not allow you to do that until recently. I'm not sure at what point, but they changed it around recently to allow you to screen share, which is really good because that was one of the things initially that I was really set on using Zoom for, was the ability to share my screen as I was talking. So I wanted to do a presentation or something like that. So you will be able to do a presentation style video within Facebook Live. The only thing that I have heard from people who have tried this out is that you don't have the ability to switch between like screen share mode and just yourself talking. So you kind of have to commit to one or the other at the beginning of your live. You can't switch between the two modes, at least right now. Maybe that will change in the future as well. So all of that to say, there are a lot of solutions, a lot of workarounds, and a lot of ways to do the things that we were doing before within Facebook, with a couple of exceptions. And I'm hoping that Facebook will release some options for these things when they realize that these are things in demand from a lot of their users. But I have no idea. Hopefully they will be in the works. But really, it's just going to be, unfortunately, a couple of extra steps in the process that you're either going to have to be scheduling things manually or on the Meta Business Suite, or you're going to have to record things and then upload them into the group rather than being able to stream them directly. So all in all, it's just going to make running our businesses and running our groups a little less efficient, which is very annoying, but it's not the end of the world. Hopefully the efficiency will speed up, and as Facebook is navigating these changes themselves, they will hopefully notice some of these gaps and start filling them over time to provide people with the solutions that they're really wanting. And it's also possible in the future that they release a different connection point that allows tech to come back into Facebook groups. Who knows what they're going to do in the future? It's very hard to read into the minds of people that run Facebook because they're very cryptic people. But all of that to say, it's going to be possible for us to move forwards. We can do this. If you've got questions or concerns Like I was saying earlier, if you have a specific piece of tech or a specific purpose that you're trying to accomplish and you're just not sure how that's going to work in this new Facebook group landscape, then come over to my community and let's talk about it. I'm there to support you. I have my team to support you, and of course the whole other community to support you there too. And we can have a good discussion and hopefully help come up with some solutions for you, some alternatives that will help you accomplish the things that you're trying to accomplish with the new changes. So yeah, come over to the group and let me know, what do you think about these changes? Are these solutions and workarounds that I've chatted about today going to help, do you think? Are there other things that I haven't mentioned that you are concerned about that you'd like me to help you with? Let's go have a conversation about it in the group, because I'm curious to hear your thoughts and your creative ideas as well. So we'll continue this chat over in the group. We'll see you there, and then we'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.